the number of hours the average American sleeps per night. 40% of Americans have been found to be sleep deprived, according to a poll from Gallup. 6 o'clock in the morning is when my husband's alarm goes off. He gets out of bed, crosses the room to shut it off, stretches once, exactly once, and then goes off to the kitchen to make coffee. He will not sleep again until bedtime, even on the weekends. And then there's this number, 10. 10 is the number of hours I typically sleep on a given night. I say typically because that may very easily stretch to 11, 12, or even 14 hours some days. Sleep is my drug. From the first moment I wake up, I am fantasizing wildly about when I can go back to sleep. Often, it's right now. Get up, pee, go back to bed. Open eyes, check Facebook, back to bed. I set alarms and then turn them off. My growling stomach pulls me into the kitchen. I eat a bowl of cereal and dive back under the sheets. But here's the worst part. I hide from my clean lady. Every other Tuesday, a sweet-voiced woman lets herself into my apartment at 8:15. Hello, she calls in greeting. I lay in my bed, squeezing out at least another hour before I hear her running the vacuum. Her name is Beata. She is 65 or so, and she is up before dawn cleaning my apartment and the apartments of I don't know how many other people. I guiltily slink out of my room, fully clothed. Oh, she says. You up? Off to work? Yes, work. I freelance right now, so I mostly work from home, flawless, or in coffee shops along Chicago Avenue. But it's so embarrassing to think about that as work, especially in contrast with the physical labor I'm paying this nice Polish grandma to avoid. Not to mention all the other low-wage workers up before sun to do hard jobs, the nursing home assistants, the subway sandwich artists, the men driving loaded down scrap trucks that climb through the alley through our building. I should be ashamed. I am ashamed. But that doesn't mean I've changed. Earlier this year, I thought maybe I was sleeping so long because the quality of my sleep was poor. My friend Megan showed me her new Fitbit and how it could track your sleep. Look, she said, calling up her sleep stats. Last night, I was in bed for 8 hours, but I only got 90 minutes of sleep. She showed me a graph that looked like a barcode. The blue is sleep, the green is restless sleep, and the red is awake. Megan's graph was full of thick red stripes. That must be me. That has to be me, right? And because knowledge is power, I was thrilled when my husband bought me my very own Fitbit for my birthday a few weeks later. I was positive it would show some rare and exotic sleep sickness, effortlessly treated with pharmaceuticals, because this is America. I needed to be absolved of my laziness. The first night was a fairly typical one for me sleep-wise. I went to bed around 11, fell asleep maybe 12:30, and woke up several times throughout the night. Early that first morning, I had to get up. I had a conference call at the ungodly hour of 8 a.m., and as I waited for the rest of the callers to dial in, I excitedly plugged the Fitbit tracker and called up my data. Because obviously my red lines would be even crazier than Megan's. I was stunned at the reading. 91. That's 91% sleep efficiency. Long, long stretches of blue, broken up by the thinnest strands of green and maybe dotted with red here and there. 9 hours. And this gadget is telling me I was unconscious for nearly all of them. But what about the 800 times I get up to open my eyes and look at the clock? What about the part where the cat jumped on me and I couldn't get comfortable? Why is it like fucking torture to get out of bed at a reasonable hour? And that number was a fluke. For weeks, my sleep efficiency readings were consistently in the 90% range, even on days when it registered total time asleep 11.6 hours. 11.6 on a random Tuesday. And that's why this whole sleep addiction is strange to me. I don't even sleep. I dream. Every night, every nap, my brain's anxiety twists itself into all kinds of exhausting encounters. Filling out forms that I can't read, being chased by murderers, emotional encounters with my dead father in restaurants and empty hallways. All of these lost teeth, loose bees dreams are not a logical or restful escape. So why? Why can't I quit? The church says that the opposite of sloth is diligence. In college, I used to call it hate it but do it. And I did it. I took 9 o'clock classes. I had unpaid internships by day, working at an embarrassing Bavarian-themed chicken restaurant that catered to tour groups of senior citizens by night. I graduated. I got a job. I was diligent. But I'm not anymore. My doctor gave me a printed-up sheet titled Sleep Recommendations when I told him about my marathons and my naps. Here's what it says. Try setting a target sleep time that's in bold and target wake time also in bold for the same time each day and stick to it whenever possible. Do not, underline, not take naps to compensate for lost sleep. I understand this isn't easy, but in order to get out of this negative cycle, you must not confuse your brain. It isn't easy. Fucking impossible. Morning me doesn't give a shit. It's like I have two heads. One is committed to sticking with that program and sticking with the plan. And when the alarm goes off, morning me just rolls her eyes and flips the pillow over to the cool side. All of that, eat the frog, 7 habits of highly effective people, weird life hacks for getting more hours in your day, they might as well be dispatches from some alien race. I understand they work for some people, but not for me. In fact, there's only one thing I've found that works consistently. Ambien. When I take it, I wake up in the morning actually wanting to get out of bed. I feel refreshed and renewed and all of that wholesome shit. I wish I could take it every night. But that's a whole other bucket of worms, so I try to dole them out to myself very selectively. Sloth, a deadly sin, separates us from God. I don't really believe in God, but I do believe that my sleep problem separates me from life sometimes. From sunny mornings and long walks and just feeling like a productive human being. One of the main reasons I'm not going to have children is because the idea of all that sleep deprivation and early mornings makes me sick to my stomach. So tonight I'll go home. I'll try not to look at any glowing screens and I'll institute a winding down bold letters period. I'll read a book and set an alarm, and I'll wake up in time to read a leisurely breakfast, to eat a leisurely breakfast, to drink some coffee before my first call tomorrow. It's an interview for a full-time job, one that would give me a more regular schedule. Maybe this time I'll find a routine that sticks. I don't know. I'm exhausted just thinking about it.